This is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. I'm going to be talking about a new book that you might enjoy. Neil DeBol has a book called The Gardener's Guide to Prairie Plants, written by Neil DeBol, D-I-B-O-L-L, and Hillary Cox. And then I want to talk about the prairie enthusiasts have invented a parsnip predator tool. First, I'll read about Neil DeBol's new book. And this is a review that I found on the Prairie Enthusiast website, theprairieenthusiast.org. This is kind of a follow-up to a book I read about a few weeks ago called The Prairie Garden, 70 Native Plants You Can Grow in Town or Country, that was published in 1980 and written by Robert Smith with his wife Beatrice S. Smith. Beautiful illustrations. And he was the original person who bought the land that Neil DeBol and Prairie Nursery are now on. And he was the one who became interested in prairie plants. He was a wildlife biologist and got interested in how to get the difficult prairie seeds to germinate, figuring out all kinds of different ways. It's kind of a fun program a few weeks ago. And I'll give you a little added history here. From the Prairie Nursery website, Our Story, Bringing Landscapes to Life, more than 50 years ago, one of the first nurseries to grow and sell native plants sprang to life in rural Wisconsin. Prairie Nursery began at the Westfield home of J. Robert Bob Smith, a retired DNR employee. Inspired by the wildflowers and grasses growing around his farm, he started experimenting and propagating native prairie plants. By 1972, Bob was selling plants from his expanding backyard garden, a half-acre plot known as the Prairie Nursery. During the environmental movement of the 70s, Neil DeBol was a student at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, where he was studying environmental science. After graduating from UW-Green Bay, Neil worked at the UW-Green Bay Arboretum, where he taught himself prairie ecology and managed and installed the Arboretum prairie plantings. Seed for these projects came from a fellow named Bob Smith in Westfield, and Neil soon became his biggest customer. In 1982, when Bob was ready to retire, Neil moved out to Westfield with his business partner, Brian Bader, to take the reins at the small but growing nursery. Proponents of the early prairie movement, Bob Smith and Neil DeBol were both ecologists as well. They wanted not only to grow native prairie plants, but to preserve the crucial ecosystems supported by plants and the genetic diversity of the plants, key to their variability and adaptability in nature. Their knowledge, commitment, and enthusiasm for native plants are at the root of Prairie Nursery's mission and have sustained the nursery through the decades. The original backyard prairie garden, Prairie Nursery, has grown to become a national retailer of native plants and seeds. Today, we continue to feel encouraged by the growing interest in native plants and their benefits as we strive to offer the highest quality North American native plants to our customers. And that's a little history about especially the beginnings, which I think are so interesting. Here's the review by Laurel Bennett of DeBol and Cox's book, The Gardener's Guide to Prairie Plants. Neil DeBol, a well-known prairie ecologist associated with Prairie Nursery, also a member of the Prairie Sands chapter of the Prairie Enthusiasts, and Hillary Cox, a botanist, horticulturist, and garden designer, have teamed up to write The Gardener's Guide to Prairie Plants. 638-page book was originally intended as a field guide for identifying selected prairie species at all life stages. They certainly succeeded at that, providing extensive documentation on 145 prairie plants, 18 grasses, 1 sedge, and 133 forbs, but it is much more. Chapters range from history and ecology of the prairie to the prairie food web, but focus on establishing prairie gardens and prairie meadows, as the authors refer to a larger prairie planting, including propagating your own plants. Chapter 11 provides 12 different seed mixes for various combinations of soil types and prairie functions, butterflies, pollinators, deer resistant. Chapter 12 is stuffed with 30 more tables covering many different parameters on prairie plants, color, height, bloom time, and so on, and some you might not even think to consider, root type, aggressiveness, ground covers, specimen plants. The text is necessarily short on each topic, but comprehensive in its coverage of the tall grass biome. It is ideal for the beginner interested in planting and maintaining a prairie garden or prairie meadow, but even an experienced practitioner can pick up some good pointers. Surprisingly, the tables are not individually listed in the table of contents, which would have been helpful. I also would have appreciated a few more references so the reader could pursue topics in greater depth. There are a number of books and blogs on propagating prairie plants, on gardening with native plants, on establishing prairies, and even a few on identification of seedling prairie plants. This book stands out for its breadth of coverage. So that's the review by Laurel Bennett that I found on the Prairie Enthusiast website. And another tool I wanted to tell you about is the Parsnip Predator. The Prairie Bluff chapter of the Prairie Enthusiast invented this. They modify existing shovels into something that's a lot handier. So here's another short article from the Prairie Enthusiast website. Parsnip Predator, Using a Parsnip Predator by Jim Rogala. My recent blog post on girdling got me thinking about other herbicide-free invasive species control methods. For biennials, there are three common mechanical control methods: mowing, pulling, and cutting below the root crown. Mowing is favored for large infestations because of the daunting task of methods used on individual plants. Pulling or root severing is feasible on small infestations. For some biennials, such as sweet clover, pulling works if conditions are right. However, there are some species where pulling is not that effective, and in those cases, root severing is a better method. In this post, I'll discuss using root severing as a method to control biennials. As with girdling, the control of biennials also takes advantage of the plant's anatomy and physiology to kill plants without using herbicides. In this case, we take advantage of the inability of many biennials to resprout if cut at some depth below ground level. These plants typically have taproots with all the adventitious buds, the source of resprouting, near the soil surface, thus allowing all the buds to be removed with below-ground cutting. Technically, many of these can live more than 2 years. They live until they flower. But without resprouts, they are dead. Typically, cutting 2 inches or more below the root crown will suffice, but in some cases, I found it successful at even less than 2 inches. There are many factors that affect resprouting, such as growth stage, nutrient storage, and other simultaneous stressors. So keep these in mind as you decide how deep you need to go. So how does someone efficiently cut a root under the ground? The Parsnip Predator is a modified shovel that was designed specifically for this purpose by the Prairie Enthusiast Prairie Bluff chapter. Though obviously designed for wild parsnip, I've used it on other biennials, such as sweet clover, burdock, and biennial thistles. I also find it handy to use on some annuals to minimize seed production, and for some perennials to set them back. I even use it for above-ground severing of young tree sprouts when I'm double-cutting species, such as aspen and sumac. I actually seldom use it as one would typically use a shovel, but rather just thrust the blade into the ground at an angle through the root of biennials or through the stems of perennials and tree sprouts. There are some advantages of root severing as opposed to other mechanical methods. As opposed to mowing, the severing allows the surrounding vegetation to stay intact, therefore not only leaving desirable species unharmed, but providing shading of the potential resprouting biennial. Even though the repeated thrusting of the shovel is hard on the body, I find it less abusive than the constant bending over to pull biennials. And when it comes to parsnip, I like the idea of not having to grab a plant that has harmful juices in it. It can also be done under most soil moisture conditions, whereas pulling works best in moist soils. So next time you need to address problems with biennials, consider using root severing to your potential management approaches and add a parsnip predator or two to your tool shed. And that's Jim Rogala's article from the Prairie Enthusiast website. Very few people work harder than Jim does on prairie restorations. I used one the other day to put in some plugs to plant some vegetables and some prairie plants, and I found it just wonderful because what they've done is modified a shovel into a very strong but very narrow blade. And the blade has a notch in it so that you can catch that root as you're digging down. I found it to be much more pleasant and effective than a bigger shovel for the tasks I was doing. So if you're going after burdock especially, I hope you will go after parsnip, but remember that the juices of the plant can, in combination with the sun hitting that part of your skin, create long-lasting, very large welts on your skin. So don't mess around in parsnip unless you know what you're doing. Wear an old long-sleeve shirt and wear gloves. Don't let any of the plant juices hit your skin. And keep your skin protected from the sun. And when you're done, be sure and bathe. Shipping for one of these shovels is somewhat expensive, but you can pick one up in Viroqua at the Prairie Enthusiast office at 122 West Jefferson. They've moved their office recently, so that's 122 West Jefferson. The office hours are 8:30 to 4:30, but it's a good idea to call ahead. Here's the phone number, 608-676-0985. You can email info@theprairieenthusiastplural.org. And you can order one from their website, and they will ship it to you. Parsnip Predator. I think you'll really enjoy having it. So that's it for my Getting Your Work Done program. Little bit of work anyway. This is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. Thank you for listening.